Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We've got the usual crew here with you, Jim Field, Matt Mullenix, and myself, Chris Parks. We'll take a look how we did in week number three and dive forward to week number four here on the program. We want to thank folks at Fairway and Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you Who's Gonna Win once again throughout the 2022 campaign. Here's how it went week number four. We had a couple of 7-1 weeks for both Matt and myself, and then Jim at 3-5. So now our overall records here for the season, both Matt and myself at 17-7, and now 12-12 for Jim here after 3 weeks of action.
Hey, still better than Scott Frost's record.
Exactly. Way better. He didn't have a record anymore. Record ended. We'll take a look how we did here last week. Here's how the games played out. It was a good one, as we thought, between West Harrison and Cam. West Harrison edged him out 29-22. That was a winner for Matt. He went out there and got that win. Both Jim and myself had the Cougars shy in that one. Xyra EHK rolled 41-8 over Woodbine. We all had the Spartans there. All got that one right. Fremont Mills, a big win at home over Audubon, 44-0. The shutout, that was a winner for myself. Both Matt and Jim had the Wheelers. Mount Air, 41-15 over Riverside. We all had Mount Air there. HSTW, a 28-0 win over Southwest Valley. That was a winner for both Matt and myself. And Jim lost out on that one. It was Clarinda and Trainer in a good battle. Clarinda gets the win at the end, 42-34, the final score, and that was a winner for Matt and myself. ACGC, 32-27 over Des Moines Christian. That was a winner for both Matt and myself once again. And Atlantic at Shenandoah, we all had the Trojans, and they picked up that 26-0 win, so all got that one right. And our annual tiebreaker, the Iowa State Cyclones pull out the 10-7 win over Iowa. So that gives me, I guess, the slight edge on the overall tiebreaker. The points edge between Matt and Jim is going to belong to Jim. He was a little bit lower, and, of course, just the 17 total points in the game. So
I'm not sure that that's going to matter much.
Well, you never know. You
never know.
It's a long season.
I mean, my record's not very good, but I've decided that I've come to grips with it. If you guys would like to remove me from the program and pay me my $15 million buyout, I would be happy to take care of that for you.
You have to show me in the contract where that is.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Last time I don't remember what my pay is.
Yeah. Buyout? What about the salary in the first place? So that's how it went here for week number three, and we're going to dive into our picks here for week number four in just a moment. We'll start off with a couple 8-man games right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have 28-ounce Powerade, buy one, get one free. Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream, buy one, get one free. Our produce department has the new Rave apples, only $1.88 a pound. Enjoy fresh, all-natural chicken breasts, only $3.99 a pound. In the mood for a steak? We have 10-ounce top sirloin steaks, only $4.99 each. Stock up on whole boneless ribeyes, just $8.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, and it's now, I think, three straight weeks in a row that we have had three different 8-man games that feature teams out of District 10. There'll be a couple of cross-district battles here this week, and we're going to start off with what could be a pretty good one, the Cam Cougars at 2-1, and they're on the road to take on East Mills, also comes in at 2-1. Who's going to start here? I don't even know. Who are we giving it to?
I don't know. You went first last week. I can go first.
All right.
I'll get this thing rolling, you bet. I think last week that was, you know, a very good ball game with Cam and West Harrison. But, yeah, so I'm going to go with Cam. We'll just get going here with Cam. I think they've played a pretty tough schedule here so far with some of their games. And so, you know, I think they've kind of made some good replacements in there for the team with losing all the seniors from last year here so far. And you know, East Mills isn't going to be an easy place to go. But I'm going to go with the road team.
All right, it's one there for the Cougars. Yeah, this will be kind of an interesting matchup here. The team's off to pretty decent starts. So I think Cam has probably faced a little bit tougher competition road here so far, but a little bit more battle-tested. Chase Speaker has been doing a nice job at the quarterback spot for him. Austin Williams has had a couple of pretty good weeks on the ground for them as well, and then they've got Sam Foreman to throw it up to on the outside. The offense is been okay for East Mills. Zach Thornburg's done a good job at the quarterback spot, but I think it's the experience edge here. I'm going to give it to the Cam Cougars as well. I think they go on the road and pick this one up. Jim.
All right, very good. Well, protecting the ball is going to be key in this ball game. It is in every game, let's face it, but Cam needs to just make sure they protect the ball and do what they do. East Mills has picked off 7 passes and 3 of them have gone for touchdowns. They've created 11 turnovers already, so they do like to ball hawk a little bit. So Cam needs to protect that football, and if they do, I think they take care of business on the road.
All right, so we're going to go with the Cam Cougars across the board there in that one. Also, let's go to another matchup here. This was within 8-man District 10. We've got Audubon at home at Chiz Jones Field to host the Exira EHK Spartans. Exira EHK at 2-1, Audubon at 1-3 here on the young campaign. I guess we get first look here. And it's for Audubon, that was a tough one last week. I thought, obviously I picked Fremont Mills. I thought they might win the game, but I certainly thought it would be a close game. And Fremont Mills just kind of pounded it out against them and did what they wanted to. Audubon's played some tough teams here so far, and I think that's part of it. You know, it kind of when you have a tough run like that and you're not getting the results you like, sometimes that can go the other direction on you. It's been a lot of Aaron Olsen trying to do it on his own offensively. I think that's where they struggle. This Exira EHK team's got some pretty good balance. They've got some guys they can turn to there with Trey Peterson slinging it around. He's thrown for 8 touchdown passes, ran for 3. Aiden Flathers at the backfield. Cash M. Garden's a good target for him. I think they've got a good mix, and they feel probably like this next couple of games stretch for them is really going to be important as well. So I'm going to give the edge here to the road team in this one. I'm going to take Exira EHK. Jim.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree for a lot of the same reasons, too. Exira EHK has proven to have a pretty explosive air attack this year. Their offensive is pretty good anyway, but the passing attack's been pretty good. 8 touchdowns, just the 1 interception so far. And they've done a pretty good job moving the ball around. So, yeah, I like Exira EHK. It's not too big a road trip. I think they can handle that short little drive up the road.
Yeah. All right. 2 for Sparty. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Exira EHK also. I thought maybe Audubon would give it a little bit more of a fight last week on the road at Fremont Mills, and it just didn't turn out that way. And I think you kind of were alluding to there, Chris. They've got a pretty tough schedule here, and you'd like to think that at some point maybe things do turn around, but you start getting beat here a few times, and then you come into a team that's really got things rolling here with Exira EHK. And, it can get pretty tough real fast. So just be interested in how the kids respond there for the Wheelers against this one. But, like Jim said there, Trey Peterson, a lot of it's the offense is running through him, and he's doing a nice job of managing it, coach's kid. And so he's been around the game for a long time. So I'm going to go with Spartans.
All right, Spartans across the board. And by the way, that will be our broadcast game here tonight. Mike Smith will be joining me here a little bit later on to bring you that one here on KJN and also on KJN-TV. That's our first 2 picks here for week number 4. We'll take a break, come back with some more right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well Becky, this week we have 28-ounce Powerade, buy one get one free. Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream, buy one get one free. Our produce department has the new Rave apples, only $1.88 a pound. Enjoy fresh, all-natural chicken breasts, only $3.99 a pound. In the mood for a steak? We have 10-ounce top sirloin steaks, only $4.99 each. Stock up on whole boneless ribeyes, just $8.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's go into another eight-man contest. This will be a district contest as well, but we'll move into eight-man District 9 as the Grizzled Tigers are on the road to take on Stanton Essex. As this game, as I looked at it on the schedule, I believe going to be played in Essex tonight as part of the festivities there, as those districts have shared that program. And it's 0-3 Grizzled, 2-1 Stanton Essex so far here on the year. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, Stanton Essex, you know, Griswold's just had an inability to move the football offensively. And then on top of that, on the other side, defensively, they haven't created any turnovers yet. You know, they just need to do something. If you can't move the ball and try to change field position, sometimes you can do that a little bit with turnovers, but they just haven't been able to do it either way. Just youth and inexperience catching up with them. But Stanton program is 5-0 all time against Griswold, and I think only one of those games is even close. So yeah, Stanton Essex not necessarily burning it up either, but you know, they've got a decent start to the year, so yeah, I like them at home.
All right, yeah, this is one that I think maybe Griswold looks at as one where they need to try to play well and can possibly see themselves you know, sticking around here for a while, just the way that they've had to have their schedule so far. But the offensive production has been a little bit better, as you mentioned there, for Stanton Essex. They've been able to move the ball a little bit more. Looks like they've got some guys on defense also that have been very active for them, making some big plays. Jonan Wookie's a guy that shows up on the stat sheet with already 34 and a half tackles, so that's a pretty good chunk already here in the young season. I think they just have a little bit more of that production, so I'm also going to give the edge here to Stanton Essex to win this one. I guess I went out of order.
That's all right. I'm going to go Stanton Essex as well.
I almost got hit with the flag there. The flag just came flying in. Penalty for, I don't know what we're going to call that.
I don't know.
Illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure.
Yeah.
Procedure.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. One game demotion. Yeah, I'm going to go with Stanton Essex. They had to, again, replace quite a few players, just like Cam did as well, a senior group that kind of left the school there. But in Griswold, you know, they're starting out 0-3, but I think they're still showing week-to-week progress down there. So, that you know, they've got a young group, 24 freshmen, sophomores. But they are showing improvement. I think this will be a pretty decent game for them. I think they'll have some opportunities, but at the end of the day, I'm going to go with Stanton Essex.
All right, so we're going to go Vikings across the board there. Let's move into a Class A matchup here in District 7. A couple of teams that are off to really good starts here to their season, both 3-0. Mount Air takes their trip on the road to Avoca to take on HSTW. Could be an interesting ball game, Matt.
Well, I think this would definitely be a good ball game. You've got the running attack, Mount Air, like that runs through Jackson Frost, and you know, he does a nice job. He's been back there at quarterback last couple years for them, so does a nice job of managing the game. But I think you've got on the other side of the ball HSTW. The Sternberg brothers have been doing some of the damage, but they're surrounded by another a good nucleus of players that know how to win and get things done. So I think the edge probably goes to the home team just because it's a home field advantage for them. A little bit of a drive from Mount Air to Avoca on Friday night. So we'll go with the Vikings.
All right. So one for HSTW. Yeah, this shapes up to be a really good game. As Matt mentioned, Jackson Frost has been doing a great job back there at the quarterback spot. Their running back, Braden Pearson's already racked up 433 yards and 8 scores. And then you've got Kyle Sternberg on the other side, who's been fairly efficient there for HSTW and done it both through the air with his legs a little bit. And you've got a guy in Cole Scheffler on the outside that they can sling it around to and do some nice things. I think both teams have been kind of similarly tested so far here this year. This is kind of a tough one, I think, to hedge out who's going to really have that at advantage. You mentioned the home field probably helps a little bit, but I don't know. This is a pretty still experienced Mount Air team, so it gives me a little bit of caution. So I think until HSTW totally proves it, I'm going to give Mount Air the edge to eke this one out, but I'd love to be proven wrong. Jim.
All right. Well, I'd just like to start by saying with Mount Air, it's nice to see that their quarterback, Frost, there's still a Frost that has a job. So that's good. I mean, you know, you got that going for you. You know, Mount Air won the battle last year between these two. I've kind of been impressed with AHSTW's defense. You know, you take a look at some of these ball clubs, easy things to just flip over the offensive side and start looking at numbers. But Nick Denning and Aiden Martin have had pretty good start to their season defensively. They are racking up the tackle statistics and tackles for loss. And then I kind of looked a little further, and I noticed there are like three or four other guys who are already sitting on double digits in solo tackles. I mean, they got guys flying around on defense, too. And didn't they shut out their opponent last week, Southwest Valley?
Yes, so, they did.
You know, they're doing some nice things defensively, and I think that might be what kind of tips the scales for them at home. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Matt and leave you on a limb. I'm going with AHSTW.
Good ball game there. Let's move on to Class 1A. Seven matchup here. West Central Valley at 2-1 going on the road to take on a 2-1 ACGC team. ACGC coming off that nice win last week over Des Moines Christian. And I guess the note that I wrote down there was battle tested. They've played some decent teams here early on in the season and been well tested. And they got, a couple nice victories that they can hang their hat on. Seth Reno's done a good job on the ground. Brock Littler not only running the show, but being very effective on defense as well has been big for them. West Central Valley, even though they've got the couple of wins, they haven't needed the offense to do much to be able to do it. Their opponents have given them some good opportunities, I think, with some turnovers here early on in the season, and they just have not played the level of competition that the Chargers have. So I'm going to go with ACGC. Jim.
Yeah, I was looking at the passing statistics. ACGC still sitting on one completion for the year, but it went for 25 yards. West Central Valley might be wise to follow that same formula. They don't throw much either. They've only completed 9 passes, but they've also thrown 5 interceptions this year. So they might be better off just not throwing the ball much at all. I think ACGC wins at the line of scrimmage because that's kind of what they do in this type of offense. So, yeah, when you got kids that play a tough ground style offense in your offensive line up front, I think that transitions pretty well over to defense too. They know how to hold that line of scrimmage on the other side. I like ACGC in this one.
All right, couple for the Chargers, Matt.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. They've kind of had the upper hand in this series the last 5 years with some victories. So, but I, don't be late to this game because it could go fast. Both teams just like to run the ball, so. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think just a little more they just know how to run that ground game.
All right, so we're going to go ACGC across the board in that one. Let's move on here into Class 2A, into District 8, as the Red Oak Tigers are undefeated on the season at 3-0, and they'll be home to take on Shenandoah, coming in now at 2-1 after their loss last week at home there to Atlantic. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, I guess that's a good question. The defensive efforts by Blake Harold for Shenandoah and Dawson Bond of Red Oak have been pretty impressive. They both have put up some big numbers. Again, it's one of those things where with Harold, everybody wants to look at his pass reception numbers and stuff that he does in offense, but his defense is pretty doggone good. And Dawson Bond's having an A-plus season this year for Red Oak defensively. And Riley Fouts, their running back for Red Oak, has been kind of a difference maker this year. He's put a good season together so far here early. I think this will be a pretty good battle. I like the Oak at home, though. I'm going to go with the Oak.
All right, one for Red Oak.
Never Matt. Thought I'd be saying that.
Going back to Harold there, I think that's probably one of the aspects of his game that improved drastically from last year to this year is his defensive play and aggressiveness in there. So I think he kind of matured quite a bit and gained some confidence and, really improved that part of it. So as far as that goes, I think both defenses, Shenandoah and Red Oak, aren't too bad in there. They'll do pretty well. Red Oak, they want to run the ball and run the ball some more. And Shenandoah kind of struggled with that here last week against Atlantic. So I just think that's gonna be the tipping point in there, is that Red Oak's going to be able to control the ball a little bit better. And, Shenandoah kind of struggled even throwing the ball at times and such. So I'm going to go with the Tigers at home.
All right, another one for the Tigers. Yeah, I mean, what can you say about Blake Harold? I mean, that guy, he's awesome out there. He's fun to watch. That guy he can run. He can move around. I don't know that there were very many plays in that game last week against Atlantic where he wasn't close or in on the tackle on the defensive side. He was just that good. But the problem is you turn it to the other side, and, yeah, they want to try to throw it up to him once in a while, but there just isn't much else there that they're effective at doing. That offense really struggled to try to get anything going. And a lot of mental mistakes along the way as well, and that's going to hurt you against a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now in Red Oak. And they've been able, as you mentioned, to do some nice things on the ground game, and the defense has been playing well here so far. I don't know the last time a Red Oak team was 4-0, and that's what we're all going to be picking, but pretty interesting. I'm going to take the Tigers here as well to win this one at home. We got two more picks left here on our sheet. We'll take a look at them right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have 28-ounce Powerade, buy one, get one free. Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream, buy one, get one free. Our produce department has the new Rave apples, only $1.88 a pound. Enjoy fresh, all-natural chicken breasts, only $3.99 a pound. In the mood for a steak? We have 10-ounce top sirloin steaks, only $4.99 each. Stock up on whole boneless ribeyes, just $8.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we move on into some larger class games here to round out our sheet. And we've got a matchup here between a 4A and 3A programs as the Glenwood Rams will go on the road to take on Harlan here. A couple of 2-1 squads here early on this season. Matt, who's gonna win?
I'm gonna go with the Harlan Cyclones on this one. They still have things going here pretty good. They went up and took care of business against Sergeant Bluff. This will be a pretty decent game. Glenwood, I think, offensively, they've got a pretty good quarterback in there with their Caden Anderson, and, they kind of got their ground game going again these last couple weeks, so I think they feel pretty confident in that, but, Harlan's pretty well-rounded. They've got a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball, and I think their defense will do just enough to stop Glenwood in there, so it'll be a tight game early on, I think, but I'll give the upper hand to Harlan.
All right, one for the Cyclones. I think, last week Glenwood did get C.J. Carter back into the lineup, and that started to help them run that ground game a little bit more effectively, and they really ran away against what's been turned out to be a pretty poor AL team here this year for their homecoming. But this Harlan team's just got too many weapons. You've got a lot of guys back that have that experience, and it's always tough to go on the road and play there as well. I just think Harlan has enough to edge this out, but I'm also with Matt. I think Glenwood will be able to hit some plays and put up some points, but the Cyclones will ultimately get the win here. Jim?
Is Harlan at home?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question. Not too many teams come out of make the road trip back home from Harlan with smiles on their faces, so I'm going with Harlan.
All right. Cyclones across for that one. Last game, the last non-district game here for the Atlantic Trojans is they're at home at the Trojan Bowl to take on Ballard. A couple of 1-2 squads here, and I guess I get first crack here at this one. It's been kind of an interesting start, I think, for both these two teams. Ballard has had a couple of games where they didn't play as well as I think they expected to here this season. Same goes for Atlantic. Atlantic has, at times, I think, shown really good potential. It's just putting that complete game together, which they haven't done yet, and then also taking care of the mistakes. Way too many of those last week against Shenandoah. Lots of penalties were thrown in that game, and just stuff that doesn't need to be happening. Just the mental type stuff you got to take care of. But I think that this Ballard team's also kind of a little bit wounded in the way that they've played. And I got to imagine that at some point Atlantic is going to put that complete game together. I think they've got the offensive weapons to win some games, and this is one that they can pull out. I'm going to give Atlantic a chance to get back on track here and play a good complete game and win one here at home. Jim?
All right. Well, yeah, they both turned the ball over. They both had some issues there, but the line of scrimmage is going to be the key with this ball game. I just think that Atlantic needs to give enough time for the receivers to get open downfield and Anderson to have to be able to throw the ball without having to have his feet moving all the time. But I don't know. Gosh, I've watched enough Ballard teams over the year. They just always play tough at the line of scrimmage, and they're always difficult to deal with. I don't know. I'd like to see Atlantic win. I need to make up some space here on our sheet, too. I think I'm going to go with Ballard.
All right. One there for the Bombers. Matt?
Well, I'm going to go with Atlantic this week. A lot of excitement in the air with the 2002 team coming back. I think there's a fair amount of that group that's planning on getting together for a little bit of a reunion, so there's going to be some added excitement as far as that goes. Ballard, they lost a fair amount up front with their offensive linemen in there. I think actually one of their linemen went to either Iowa State or Iowa, I believe. So, they lost a few others. So their defense is pretty aggressive, but it's kind of an undisciplined defense in there. They kind of just like to fly around free will, which can be a plus and a minus. It can get them in trouble at times. Offensively, they've made a little bit of a change. And at the beginning of the year, they had their quarterback in there, Eli Rousey in there, and they've actually moved him to their tailback, I guess, if you will, in their spread offense there. So you're going to see him get a little bit more of a touches, which I think then also pulls away from their throwing ability. He was the better thrower of the two, so now they just want to try to get him in space and move him around a little bit more. So. But I think the way Atlantic kind of made some steps last week, defense kind of stepped up a little bit and starting to look a little better. So a little more confidence in there. I'm going to go with the Trojans at home.
All right. So a couple there for the Trojans at the Trojan Bowl. And again, coming up here tonight, keep it locked in. We'll have that Exira EHK at Audubon contest. Mike Smith will be joining me here shortly for that broadcast here on the radio and online on KJN-TV. I want to thank the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing you another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have 28-ounce Powerade, buy one, get one free. Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream, buy one, get one free. Our produce department has the new Rave Apples, only $1.88 a pound. Enjoy fresh, all-natural chicken breasts, only $3.99 a pound. In the mood for a steak? We have 10-ounce top sirloin steaks, only $4.99 each. Stock up on whole boneless ribeyes, just $8.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. Free.